Prepare yourself for talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. I guess this will be the last show in the first month of the year here on the Sunday edition. January is almost over. Hard to believe. And we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. I want to open the phones up to everybody out there. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, and I'll be going to your phone calls coming up in the next segment. If you're listening across the country on the AM and FM dial, the internet at InfoWars.com, on the streams, or Global Shortwave, you'll want to call the toll-free number 877-590-5525. If you're listening locally in Texas to our affiliate 590 AM that I originate this transmission from, it's 836-0590, and we will get you up and on the air. I want to go through Barack Obama and his first 5 days in office. What is it? 5 days today. He has pulled a stunt claiming he's closing Guantanamo Bay sometime in the next year, but saying they'll still have indefinite secret detention of the individuals that are being held there. Now, he did in his executive order say that they were going to move in the next year to look at ways. That's what his order really says. You can go read it. To close ghost sites around the world. But most of those ghost sites are secret. Those are the real torture camps. So on the surface, it's a good thing because at least the new president is being forced because of his constituents' demands to, on the surface, pay lip service to the fact that a parallel legal system was created under the Military Commissions Act and the Patriot Act, where U.S. citizens can be secretly designated as terrorists and be secretly arrested and secretly taken to camp, secretly tortured, secretly executed. And also in there, it states that even if they have a kangaroo military commission trial and the president or his designates don't like what the military court has to say, the president or his designates can override that. And that has been done lately in some of the military commission trials they've had where the commissions have said, this person isn't a terrorist and we have no evidence to hold them. And the White House and the Defense Department say, well, we're going to even supersede our own kangaroo court that happened to do the right thing. So what Barack Obama has announced, ABC News had a headline about secret sites in the United States. And all he's saying is in the next year, we're going to look at closing Guantanamo and then moving people to bases like the military brig, the Navy brig they've got in Charleston, South Carolina, and many others around the country. So it's lip service, but at least it's not the continual arrogance we've seen from George Bush. On every other subject, Obama wants a larger than $1 trillion defense budget, the biggest ever, passed for fiscal year 2009 last year, with his support, by the way, in the Senate, and Bush's support as the president. Now he's talking about an even bigger defense budget and this new domestic 18 to 24 forced military service domestically with a new domestic corps just as big, just as strong, in his words, as our million-man army. And they have now moved 20,000 Marines as of yesterday, the Associated Press is reporting, out of Iraq, and they're moving them in the next week to Afghanistan along with tens of thousands of army soldiers. So definitely an escalation there, and Hillary Clinton just signed a new deal Friday with the leader of Israel, the Prime Minister of Israel, to in the next year either have Iran buckle to giving up their peaceful nuclear program or to be physically attacked. So on the war front, Obama is actually expanding things. And that's why the neocons and Pat Robertson and others are coming out and endorsing him now. But the bigger issue is we're hearing that Obama wants a new banking bailout. But if you read the banking bailout passed October 3rd of last year that he cheerleaded the passing of, along with Bush, again, a unified both parties to do this, despite the fact that Congress reported 1,000-to-1 phone calls against it and polls registered 98-99% against it in major publications, major scientific polls conducted by major publications, they just went ahead with it. And in there, I read it on air over and over again, the subsection where it said no court, no branch of government, no agency can review what the private Federal Reserve does with the money, and that it's not $700 billion, but that is just a, quote, really big number they arrived at. And it's now $8.5 trillion as of 6 weeks ago. Again, for 6 weeks, previously every week we'd hear $1.3 trillion on average was being stolen, and then they wouldn't say where it was going. Since then, since the AP and other publications ran that headline, $8.5 trillion, they just are saying it's all completely secret now. So I can't wait till someday, maybe in my grandchildren's grandchildren's time, we find out what the private bank sucked out of the country. But I'm being facetious. I'm sure we'll find out soon enough because they've got to tell us as taxpayers that we have to pay this back to the very private banks that are being loaned the money. Because all this fiat currency, all this liquidity, all this credit, it's backed up by our name, our credit, our faith, our taxes. Meanwhile, on the economy, gold soars above 900 on safe haven demand. This out of Market Watch. Also, Citigroup raises $12 billion in FDIC-backed bond sale. They're having to dip into the Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation. And it goes on to say that they have a shortfall alone in payments on investments coming up to investors of $42.2 billion. That's only one of these big banking behemoths. Continuing, California's First Centennial Bank shut down by regulator. Bloomberg reports the First Centennial Bank of Redlands, California, was seized by a state regulator, the third U.S. bank to fall this year as the recession deepens and the slump in the housing industry sends home foreclosures to record highs. So on the backdrop of this, Obama is saying we need an even bigger banking bailout. This is the only way to unfreeze credit markets and the subprime mortgages and the credit card markets and all of it, and bank, interbank lending, institutional lending. It's not just in the service banking sector. The real problem is in the derivatives at the institutional level. They're saying, you know, we have to have a new Bank of the United States. Now, they claim the private Federal Reserve is governmental and that it's the Bank of the United States. But all this is the Federal Reserve is creating a new entity. The New York Times reported a month and a half ago that they're issuing to institutions the Federal Reserve bonds quietly. They won't give details. It's all basically secret to governments and large institutional investors and groups, conglomerates. And that now they're going to transfer the remaining power out of Congress and out of the Treasury to this new body that will be part of an international body, and that you will then pay your taxes. You already write your paycheck, your tax check to the Federal Reserve Bank. Notice that, those of you that don't just do withholding and who actually have employees or self-employed and pay taxes, you already write that to the private Federal Reserve that's predominantly owned by foreign shareholders. Now, just like Congress signed over in the mid-90s their authority over trade to the private World Trade Organization, that's what globalism is. They just create private groups and then have government sign treaties with them, ceding their power to them, to the private groups, that they're openly saying. They had Bretton Woods meeting, Bretton Woods II meeting, a month and a half ago, and the Newsweek and Financial Times of London reported what we told you a decade ago, because it was in their own documents. They plan to bankrupt the economy and then, as the savior, set up this new international world bank system that will set currency values, interest rates worldwide, that will manipulate things even further, and then you will pay your carbon taxes and other taxes to them. And then Obama's announcing, just like we got the income tax in 1913, the same year we got the Federal Reserve, because they had to create the taxing mechanism. Not one red cent of your income tax goes to run the country. Well, they're creating the new open world bank, They have to create the tax system so that you can be taxed by them. We'll come back, take your...
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins. But with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 23rd, 2009. Gold opened at $875. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $900.66, $450.33 for the half ounce, and $225.17 for the quarter ounce. That's $900.66, $450.33, and $225.17.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems? Or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back live. It is the 25th day of January 2009. Hard to believe it's 2009. I keep saying 2008. Almost a month into it. Okay, we're going to your phone calls here in a moment at 877-590-5525. Joseph, Dan, Steele, Steve, many others that are patiently holding. You know what? Last night, just a side note, KRS-One, about 2 weeks ago, called my office and said they were coming through Austin. They wanted to come and be on my radio show, and they were huge fans. And then they got here to town late, so they just wanted me to go to the show last night, invited me there. So we went and interviewed KRS-One after he played at Mohawks. And literally it blew me away because I don't go down to 6th Street a lot. And just as a, not bragging about, oh, all these people know me, it's a gauge of how big the show's getting. And I could go down to 6th Street 10 years ago and have maybe one out of six, seven people that walk past me say, hey, Alex Jones. But we had to park probably five, six blocks north of there because 6th Street was really full last night to go down to Mohawks, myself and my camera crew. And the whole way to Mohawks was probably every other person was, hey, Alex Jones, hey, give me an autograph. Hey, let me take a picture. So I could barely get there. And then once we got there, here's this huge hip-hop crowd, you know, mixed crowd of black folks, white folks, Hispanics, Asians, you know, really well-represented and of everybody. And it was more than half of them were Alex Jones, and all these other hip-hop people and other well-known hip-hop folks. And I was backstage, and I was in the VIP area. And it was like literally, and then KRS-One gets up on stage after the other groups had played and was like, I'm down with Alex Jones. I'm not down with Barack Obama. Barack Obama's a New World Order puppet. You watch. And then he started going into all these raps and putting me in them and everything. It was just crazy. Yeah, he's not down with the Obama. And then I interviewed him over the phone last Friday because he couldn't make it to town. Until Saturday on the radio, and he said a lot of that. He said, hip-hop is behind you. But then after the show, I got to interview him for about 30 minutes, and he was telling me just how many people, I mean, the icons of hip-hop are huge fans of this radio show and the films and what we do. And expanding from there, you know, I talked to my buddy who does a major TV show in Hollywood, not Charlie Sheen, somebody else, and he told me, you know, the whole cast of the show basically, you know, in their dressing rooms listening to the radio show because they'll sit there for hours having their makeup put on or reading scripts. And, you know, then I talked to Joe Rogan, who was in town. I had dinner with him last night before I went to meet with KRS-One because he was here for his comedy routine. And he was telling me, he goes, oh, yeah, a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of the biggest names. And he was listing. I'm not really up on Ultimate Fighting, but he was telling me, like, all the big guys in it were, like, huge fans and listened to the show. I mean, it is getting exponential. So, and I'm just one guy fighting the New World Order. There's a lot of other prominent people. So think about that. Just everywhere I go, every genre, every group. I mean, I could be on the streets of Canada, the streets of England. I could be on the streets of Honduras. I was down in Honduras last week, people were coming up to me. So it is just incredible to know that we are reaching this many people, and it's very exciting. That shows that the establishment media propaganda is not working. When, quote, someone as radical as myself is, as I would say, going supernova. And that's what all of our numbers show on radio, on internet, on everything. It's just exponential. The number of people checking out what we're doing and resonating with it is just massive. And it's really kind of scary. And then at 2 in the morning, I tried to leave Mohawks. And it was a gauntlet of just everyone stopping because the bars were letting out about 2:15. And there were people just pouring out. Didn't matter if it was a punk bar or a rock bar or a country bar. And it was a gauntlet, those five, six, seven blocks, trying to get back, you know, in the freezing cold night with just people pouring out, shaking our hands and taking pictures. I mean, it's amazing. You know, we should have just had our cameras and shown all that. I mean, we did catch it at the KRS-One event. But, again, I just spent 5 minutes on this only because it's an indicator of how many people we're touching, and it also is daunting in a way because everybody's paying attention to every word I say. I mean, everything I do is being gone over with a fine-tooth comb, so I better do a good job. We better do a good job because as things get tougher, as the New World Order closes in around us, as everything I've talked about comes true, and that's why this is happening. For 13 years, I've been hammering and hammering and hammering and laying out what would happen when and how it would happen, and it's all happening. Now, people heard me 3 years ago say they were going to pop the subprime mortgage by design and bring in a huge banking crisis and then openly set up a World Bank and roll the private Federal Reserve into it and set up carbon taxes, and it's all being announced. Everybody heard me say there'd be youth brigades and 18 to 24 serving domestically in a domestic army, not overseas. It's now being announced. Everybody heard us lay out all of this stuff about how there'd be troops on the streets, how they build FEMA camps. Now they're announcing it on the news, but saying it's a good thing. And we don't deserve much credit, at least I don't. I'm just somebody who found out about this agenda, could read government documents, and could interview experts, and who found out about this and decided I was going to fight it. And because we've gotten the word out and listeners have spread the word and other people in the alternative media have spread the word, the mainstream media is losing all credibility. Now, for a brief time, the system's going to be able to fool some of the public, a large sector of the public, a large cross-section, that Obama's different, he's going to change things, his rhetoric's different. But as soon as they figure out it was a betrayal, the rebellion against tyranny is just going to explode that much faster. And so that's the basic news I wanted to bring up as well. So we're going to go to break here in a moment, and we're going to come right back to after the news to all of your calls. Also, some of the other news coming up later. Ebola may have passed from a pig to a human. International Herald Tribune, why is this so important? Because it's a new strain of Ebola, and, well, Ebola kills, what, close to 90% of the people that get it, so that's a serious issue. Unrented, unreturned library book leads to woman's arrest. Oh, yeah, if you forget to bring a library book back in Williamson County, they take you to jail. This is Independence, Iowa, though. A $13.95 value book. FDA says no to GMO labels. GMO, of course, has been proven with rats and other things that have been it's been tested on, genetically modified organism food, to really cause reproductive problems and cancers and things, and all the major studies. And but you know, they could argue and say, oh no, we say it's good for you. But why not let us know if a product's got GMO in it? Well, the FDA says no, you're not allowed to know that information. And that dovetails in with the fact that a few years ago they tried to stop organic milk companies from just saying on the label there was no bovine growth hormone in there. That's the reason your five-year-old girls are going into puberty and your boys are 8 feet tall and you're only 6 foot tall. I mean, this stuff is screwing people up. Oh, and another big story that is out of England, but similar things are happening here in the U.S. This goes in the same category as most public schools have banned first dodgeball, then running at recess, and then jungle gyms and swings. This is all part of enslaving the public. Coast Guard can't start a rescue until they fill out a health and safety assessment, so they have to wait like 30 minutes when somebody's fallen off a boat and freezing to death or there's been a wreck out on the high seas. They have to wait and fill out a weather report, a risk assessment, where it is, if it's safe for them to go. And so we're going to go over that as well today. But first, some of your phone calls, and I'll break down this bank nationalization. It's not really that. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Lead a superior life by drinking Superior Life brand ionized water. A couple of soft drinks each day, a few slices of pizza, last night's cheeseburgers. These acidic foods will make you tired, overweight, and cause numerous negative health problems in the short and long term. An acidic environment is created in the body, causing fuzzy memory and that all-day low-energy feeling. These are the early signs of your body telling you that it's not getting the proper care it needs. We are truly a junk food nation. Drinking ionized water will help you drop the weight, feel better, actually become hydrated, and can improve the quality of your life. It's all about the pH. Disease cannot thrive in an alkaline body. What can a Life brand water ionizer do for you? Call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601. Or visit us at SuperiorLifeWater.com. That's SuperiorLifeWater.com. What's in your water?
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit, 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Openly, private offshore banks have taken control of the government, both parties. Obama is their man, 4 times the Wall Street campaign donations than any other candidate in history. 5 times the Goldman Sachs money. And their operations are all secret, but they're saying that, well, they'll tell Congress it's secret. I have those articles this week when Gethner, now approved to be Treasury Secretary by the Senate committee, said, well, it's all secret what we're doing, but it's international in scope. But separately, in the Bretton Woods II agreement, they said it will be a private world bank that you pay taxes to. Again, that was in Newsweek. You can just Google New World Bank Newsweek a few issues ago. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Joseph in California. You're on the air, Joseph.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I would like to give you a most sincere thank you. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't be awake right now to the horrible things that are occurring. I really, really do thank you. I would definitely like to get in on the subject about how the Obama wants animals to be able to sue people. Now, we're pretty close to that as it is. With all these animal rights movements and laws, I dealt with something in Florida where when the economy went downhill, I lost work, I lost my place, and living out of my car, and we had 2 cats and my girlfriend, and looking inside for a job off the internet, and cops went out there and ticketed us for $285 a piece on tickets, and then we had to have our cat's papers. So no longer can we have to leave the house with our papers. If we're taking our pets, we have to have our pets' papers, too, for their shots, like they're going to have rabies or something. These are house cats anyway.
Well, there's also, under the Animal ID and Premise Society, there's a lot of hobby farmers that have 10, 15, 20 chickens, a couple pigs, a few cows. You're going to have to register all those, the chickens for $20 a piece, the cows for $100 a piece. But then all the big farms and big agribusiness, they're all exempted. So it's not about animal welfare. In fact, his new head of regulations, who wrote these papers about animals being able to sue you, says the government will represent the animals. And they say that then in a democracy, the animals will outvote the people. But again, it'll be the government saying they represent animals. That's a way to get around the, quote, people's popular will and say, well, we're representing these animals. We're, I mean, it's the same thing where they'll, all over the country, they've been caught planting. And I appreciate your call. Planting endangered species. Just Google environmentalists caught in planting endangered species. There was a famous case, what was it, in South Dakota, where they were caught planting cougars. They've been caught planting birds. The government's been caught planting fish in ponds that again, regionally are endangered. It means in that area there's not a lot of them. They've been caught planting cave bugs in Central Texas. So, again, it's not about saving the environment. It's about, well, take the case of the city of Austin, stole tens of thousands of acres, claimed it was going to be parkland, turned around and built million-dollar ranchette houses all over it. And it turned out it was all these different city council people involved with the very banks that would then finance selling the property once they had control of it. So it's bad. It's all about regulation and control. Dan in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you today?
Good, Dan.
I actually have good news for you. You know that case that got Barry Cooper into Odessa, Texas? I actually talked to Yolanda Madden's father, and I got a case narrative, and I talked with one of your previous guests about it, Randy Kelton. He does a show called...
All right, let me just stop you. A lot of folks that call in, we don't screen your calls, think we're having a private discussion, and so a lot of people don't know that Barry Cooper's a former narcotics officer that has reported that 85% of narcotics officers plant drugs on people. He's done stings. Now that he quit being a police officer, of the police doing things like this or not having warrants. And so now you've brought people up to speed.
Okay, excellent. Aside from the merits of the case, which I'm sure you're familiar with, the due process violations alone should be enough to get Yolanda out of jail.
Yes. Well, I mean, tell people specifically about Yolanda's case.
Well, Yolanda actually had a judge interfere with counsel, and basically what happened is the judge ordered the counsel that she'd actually fired to file motions on her behalf anyway, did nothing through the trial, said file a motion for continuance, and the guy did it anyway, and the judge denied it anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, routinely in these court cases, that's just one specific one, they cheat and violate every rule, and that's why the judicial system is so corrupt now. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Pennsylvania. Steve, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
In just 7 days, on February 1st, 2009, in Tampa, Florida, they'll be playing the Super Bowl. Steelers will be going after the sixth Super Bowl ring. Years ago, a movie came out called The Sum of All Fears.
Yes.
And to get the people's minds off the banking crisis, a major disruption at a Super Bowl event, like, say, if we find out a couple days later they say Osama had a ticket to the Super Bowl, wouldn't that be their perfect opportunity to get our mind off the banking crisis and for the New World Order to take a major step forward?
Well, I hear what you're saying. The globalists like to brag before they do something. That's why... and I talked to the producers of the X-Files, that they were approached by the CIA, had plots planted on them. And 6 months before 9/11, they had an episode where a hijacked jet is hijacked by the Pentagon. They use a drill to make the rest of NORAD stand down, saying it's a drill, to fly it into the World Trade Center by remote control to blame it on Afghan terrorists. But when we start seeing every plot in a movie or television and thinking then, I mean, it's true on FX, they had a show called Oil Storm that even had the mayor of New Orleans in it, where the city floods and exactly what happened in the film Oil Storm. That aired on FX 1 year before it actually happened in New Orleans. So it is bizarre. Is it coincidence? I don't know. What we do know is it's declassified that elements of the Pentagon have staged hundreds of terror attacks worldwide and proposed staging terror attacks in the United States in Operation Northwoods as a pretext to get people's minds off political things that are happening and to motivate the people to unify around the government's unpopular policy. And just a few months ago, it was all over the British and French and German and Chinese press that the RAND Corporation document leaked, a big Pentagon private think tank, that they need a huge theater war, bigger than the Iraq war, as a diversion for the economy. So what you say has a lot of validity. you just can't put a name or a date or a time on it. But do I think that the establishment, to get the people to go along and to be distracted from the foreign banks taking over, or openly the U.S. going into receivership to private banks and a world government bank openly being set up, will they stage a terror attack? Will they provocateur something? I had Congressman Ron Paul on the radio show Tuesday. Literally during the inauguration, he was on the show, and he agreed and said he believes it's a very serious danger that they will stage some type of event. And he said in the past, a Gulf of Tonkin-style event is what he thought Dick Cheney would do to go after Iran. He said that about 2 years ago, and then it came out about 8 months ago in New Yorker magazine. Cy Hirsch gave an interview and admitted that White House sources, and Seymour Hirsch, Pulitzer Prize winner, doesn't lie, folks. He's always been proven right, back to Vietnam, that the White House wanted to stage a terror attack in the Strait of Hormuz against U.S. ships using Navy SEALs dressed up like Iranians in fake Iranian patrol boats. But people leaked that out of the White House, and it didn't happen. So a lot of this evil stuff doesn't end up happening because there's a lot of good people in government as well. Let's get to some more calls here. Taking a lot of calls today. Eric in Austin, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
Well, I just wanted to talk about a possible civil war in the United States, and I guess I wanted your input on it. I was on the Internet last night, and apparently there's a former KGB agent who was under Putin, who 10 years ago, he claimed, because everyone laughed at him.
More than 10 years ago. He said it in 92. He said that the United States will, he said it on Russia Today. He said the United States will collapse and break into six parts, and that it's part of the New World Order plan. That's the piece of the issue you don't hear in our news. But it's not just him. I didn't hang up on you, sir. Your phone disconnected. You can call back if you want to hear more what you have to say. But to fill folks in on that, the Army War College came out a month ago and said the United States could break up unless they put troops on the streets, basically. The British Ministry of Defense report in late 2007 said the same thing. The RAND Corporation, speak of the devil, said the same thing as well. We'll be right back. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also.
How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, I do a four-hour radio show Monday through Friday from 11 to 3 Central. That isn't enough because so much happens on the weekend and the new week before us. I come in for 2 hours, 4 to 6 p.m. for this abbreviated final edition here. We're taking your phone calls right now. Next hour, I'm going to get into Coast Guard can't start a rescue until they fill out a health and safety assessment form. Ebola may have passed from pigs to a human. Unreturned library book for $13 lands woman in jail. FDA says no to GMO labels. But first, I'm going to get into what's happening on the financial front in the United States. As you're noticing, the establishment's known for many years they were going to implode the economy. They just keep lying to you, saying, go along with our next policy, our next plan, and everything will be okay. And a few months later, give us even more power. Give us even more anonymity and secrecy, and everything will be okay, and then it just gets worse. That is being done by design, and they hope their front man, Barack Obama, can fool the public long enough where they stand down so that Congress doesn't rightfully take the power back from the executive, which has been sold out to foreign offshore banks and financial institutions. It's really that simple, and Congress has been threatened with martial law if they try to do their job and say no to all of this. Going back to your phone calls, let's go ahead and talk to Rob in Pennsylvania. Rob, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Appreciate all the hard work that you do.
Thank you.
I wanted to report here in Allentown, PA, we have digital billboards through the Adams Outdoor Advertising Company, and I am seeing a plethora of these billboards. They are rotating advertisements. I will see one in one instance. I'll see this artsy blue and red kind of Obama hope advertisement, and in the next rotation, I will see Operation Never Forgotten, where they are glamorizing this support the troops kind of thing. And I was wondering,
which means support the agenda of starting more wars and keeping them in harm's way. Yeah, I've been talking about this all week. This is what's happening, and it's totally illegal. They are taking the ad council money that's tax money, and then most stations run them for free, but the production costs money. It's billions of dollars a year. And Obama has set up USAservice.org, which is non-governmental. It's private under him and the Democratic Party, but they run the ads as if it's governmental, saying, come sign up with us to volunteer. And then separately, they're going to have compulsory service within the government. So they're setting up their own domestic squads. And they're now running Obama propaganda ads. And Bush got in trouble for this, but this is a lot more than what Bush did. And we criticized it then with the fake newscast and stuff. But this is overt with these Obama ads all about Obama all over the government paid for billboards, all over TV, all over radio, all over newsprint. And, again, that's not what happens in free societies. They have lots of propaganda about how great the leader is in North Korea or even in Iran. This is not what a free society does or has. And so, yeah, it's just incredible.
Yeah, and this is what I've been trying to convey to some people who I try to relate the information to. I try to, you know, report and just disseminate some of the things that I learned from you, and I'm beginning to understand more and more fully. A, it's creeping me out because it's such overt propaganda. And B, it's pissing me off because the American taxpayer is footing the bill for these billboards.
Absolutely. And it's not even pushing people. I mean, literal giant they started paying for signs about 2 years ago that would just say, George W. Bush, our leader, like we were in North Korea or something. Again, in a free society, there aren't big billboards with the leader's face. I mean, if the party wants to pay to put those up during campaigns, it's still a little creepy. But now they're billboards, TV ads, billions of dollars of our tax money to put these up and then to recruit people into his own private army. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, we're in a lot of trouble. Let's go ahead and talk to Hilde in Vermont. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
Hi, Alex. This is Hilde. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. I really wanted to talk to you about the FOCA Act that is coming up, the bill. It's really in opposition to the human life. It's a radical threat to human life. It's in opposition to all of...
Well, you know, tell folks specifically what it is. A lot of people...
And I just wanted to...
A lot of people won't know what the acronym is. Tell them.
Well, it is the elimination of regulations to protect women from unsafe and unscrupulous abortionists. It forces American taxpayers to fund abortions.
Yeah, what's happening is...
And also, too...
All the Planned Parents...
Just tell you, okay. We watched a movie, which I recommend, Judgment at Nuremberg, and it was about five judges on trial in 1961 with Spencer Tracy, and how these men followed the law of Nazi Germany, not their consciences.
Yeah, they said, I was just following the law, I was just following orders, and it's based on the transcripts from the Nuremberg trials.
Yes.
It's excellent.
Yes, and this FOCA is doing the same thing, and it's taking away human rights from people.
Well, that's the first thing Obama did, was double the amount of funding for forced abortions in China, and abortions and eugenics operations known as family planning in Africa and Latin America and Asia. Great points. I'm just moving quicker to get to everybody. Let's go ahead and talk to Pam in Canada. Pam, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Pam. Welcome.
Hi. Good to talk to you. Thank you. Thank you, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Let my dog go to the room. Here you go. There you go, love. I'd like to say I have been listening to you for about 2 years, and I've only had a computer for that long myself. I'm a lover.
So you're listening on the Internet.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'd like to talk about microcosm tyranny, in that I live next door to a person who worked for the city of Edmonton for 33 years.
And they're on a power trip?
And got away with everything, and I was harassed.
That's what tyrannies do, is they empower all these little petty nobodies that don't have skills, that don't have ideas, who can't operate in the free market, and they just run around parasiting on the public.
Exactly. Like, I was threatened for years, 5 years, because of this man who worked for the city. He didn't like me because I wouldn't talk to him. It was amazing because when he almost died, he went to the hospital and the police actually guarded his house. They sat five houses across the street from us and guarded the house against all the riffraff, which would visit him, which previously before visited him for 2 years.
I hear you, ma'am. You ought to write it up in an email and send me the story. We don't really have the time to get into the problems you're having with your neighbor. You just popped in my ear and said something, and I didn't understand it. Okay, good, good. We're going to have Bob Chapman on the economy with us. I've been having him on a lot lately because his track record of predicting what's happening in the economy has been more accurate than most. I'd say 95% accuracy. And, of course, he's had one of the biggest financial newsletters in the world until he retired. And he was the largest private silver and gold broker as well. And he's been fighting the globalists for 45 years. He helped produce and publish An Undare Call to Conspiracy with Gary Allen, his partner. Worked with so many other leaders in the fight against the globalists. I wanted to get him on to get into the economy and what this bank nationalization, which isn't really nationalization, it's privatization, hijacking really means. But let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Nate in Maine. Nate, you're on the air.
Hello. Talk to you again.
Okay, good to talk to you. Go ahead.
I just wanted to congratulate you on the interview with KRS-One. That was a groundbreaking interview. Very, very informative and insightful. And the other thing I wanted to talk about was this, Barack Obama's inauguration when he swore in. I noticed that George Bush Jr., when he did his inauguration, he messed up a part of it too. And I wouldn't be surprised if Clinton messed his up.
Yeah, for those that don't know, the inauguration, isn't official, the swearing in, unless they do it properly. And we pointed that out. So Obama then, 2 days later, because he didn't do large parts of it, he then was sworn in again, but this time they said secretly, but they had one camera person there, and by secretly, he wouldn't let him record it, and he didn't swear in on a Bible, and that was in the mainstream news.
Mm-hmm.
So they did that on purpose, so he could then go have a private one and not do it on the Bible. I guarantee you, there was all these big debates about would he swear in on a Bible, was he really a Muslim, all this other stuff, and I kind of poo-pooed that, but now you got to ask yourself the question. I mean, he messes it up once. Then they have it again, and they let a White House pool photographer, in-house White House photographer, was the only person allowed to take photos, and there's no Bible. And they say, well, we just didn't use the Bible. And they put that in the newspaper. So he can't get it right twice.
Right.
Didn't get sworn in on George Washington's Bible.
My theory also is that I think they do this on purpose so that that'll negate the oath so they don't have to stand true to the Constitution.
Oh, most police and government bureaucrats now don't even do their oaths. And there's big lawsuits about that because they're not duly sworn officers if they don't. Good to hear from you. Appreciate the call. Here comes the news, ladies and gentlemen. And after the news and important messages, we'll come back with a second hour. Bob Chapman, your phone calls and a lot more. Stay with me. The website's InfoWars.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
It's all awesome.